Have you ever had the feeling that the world's gone and left you behind? Have you ever had the feeling that you're that close to losing your mind? You look around each corner, hoping that she's there. You try to play it cool, perhaps pretend that you don't care, but it doesn't do a bit of good. You got to seek till you find why you'll never unwind.
To a wonderful film.
Yeah. What a romantic you are.
Yeah, you see, I'm my little protege, huh?
God bless you. Thank you, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Chin Chin.
Oh. Chin Chin. Mm. 8 years of prolix.
Hey,
Chin Chin. Hey, you learned Chin the first month, then Chin. Am I right?
I'm
telling me that.
I can't be clever.
It was really beautiful what you guys did, seriously. Really beautiful. And, you guys are great.
I love them. I think the nicest thing about the film, actually, is that we get to handle guns, and I had never done that before.
Peter.
What?
How are you?
Oh, wow.
Ben, how are you, man?
Outstanding, sir.
Wow. Oh, excuse me. Ben Sanderson, Mark Nussbaum.
Mark Nussbaum,
hey.
Of course.
Who are you?
Lenny.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I'm actually a big fan of your writing. I thought
Bay of Pigs was great.
Actually, I didn't write it. I just got the credit. I was fired.
Wow. Didn't I talk to you a couple of years ago on the phone, I think, when both of you guys worked at MGM with Laddie?
That's right. That is right, by God. So are you still at ICM?
No, I'm at TriStar.
At TriStar. Oh, you have to say hello to Mike for me, yes?
I will.
Okay.
He's not there anymore, but I'll hunt him down.
Here, can I talk to you? Please.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Be right back.
Hold the fort, you know, right? At my own office.
What is the matter with him?
Look, Ben, I can't help you anymore. Do you understand?
Here, please. This is the last time, I promise. I just need some cash tonight.
How are you?
I lost my credit cards. The money's going to be on your desk first thing in the morning, scouts are. How's the new one coming along? I hear you got Dickie Gear and a whole bit. That is great, man. That's great.
Yeah, I got everybody in the movie. Look, I'm sick. This is all I have in cash, huh? Please. Please, don't drink it in here. Huh?
Yes, that's fine, Peter. I'll messenger it over to you in the morning.
No. I don't want it. And look, I think it would be the best thing if you don't contact me again.
Here. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry, I am going to buy you a drink.
Oh, okay.
No, I am going to buy you a drink. Bud, please buy the lady a drink and another one for you. I'm Benjamin. Ben. Benny Goodman, that's me, and I think you're sexy. That's right. You are sexy. Look at those eyes. Meow sexy like a kitty cat. You turn me on, brump. You turn me on, brump. You're not too tall, you're not too short, you're not too round, brump. You're like a cat, the cat in the hat.
But look at you, look at those eyes. Honest to God, those eyes.
You're luminescent, baby. You are what? What?
You've been drinking all day.
But of course, speaking of drinks, here is yours. Down that hatch. And here's my cheers. Come on. There we go, yes? Let's do it. To it. I just thought of an amazing concept. What do you say we finish these and we go back to my apartment on the beach? And I'll throw a movie in the VCR and mix you up a gooey blender drink. Sound good? Sounds sexy?
Hey, Ben.
Okay. Bud, give me another.
really wish you'd come home with me. You're so cute. And I'm really good in bed, too, believe me. And you smell great. And you look great. And your hair's great. No? Okay.
Okay, I gotta wake up early in the morning. I have to go. Thank you. Maybe you shouldn't drink so much.
Maybe I shouldn't breathe so much, Terry. Ha ha!
That's it, pal. We're closing up now.
I'm gonna finish this. Remember if I started drinking because my wife left me, or my wife left me because I started drinking. But fuck it anyway.
Next, please.
Hi.
Hi.
One moment, sir. Would you sign the back of the check, please?
Well, can't you just cash it as it is?
I'm sorry, sir. Is there a problem?
I'm a little shaky right now. I had brain surgery. Why don't I go get some lunch? And then, we'll come back and
take care of it then.
I think when I'm finished with this, I'll have a gin and tonic.
Do you know what time it is? You should be drinking coffee. You're a young guy. It's none of my business. But if you could see what I see, you wouldn't be doing this to yourself.
I understand what you're saying. I appreciate your concern. It's not my intention to make you uncomfortable. Please, serve me today, and I'll never come in here again. If I do, you can 86 me.
Stop fucking with me! I can 86 you anytime I want to.
Hey, I don't give a fuck what you do. That one's on a house, son.
Were you in LA for this week?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty scary, too.
Did you have a lot of damage?
Just a little bit.
Are you desirable? Are you irresistible?
Maybe if you drank bourbon with me, it would help. Maybe if you kissed me and I could taste the sting in your mouth, it would help. If you drank bourbon with me naked, if you smelled of bourbon as you fucked me, it would help. It would increase my esteem for you. If you poured bourbon onto your naked body and said to me, drink this. If you spread your legs and you had bourbon dripping from your breasts and your pussy and said, drink here. Then I could fall in love with you because then I would have a purpose to clean you up, and that would prove that I'm worth something. I'd lick you clean so that you could go away and fuck someone else.
You know, that's our business, to try to make our customers happy. Next, please.
I'm back. I've got my check, and baby, I'm ready to sign. Steady as a fucking rock, excuse my French. Wanna have dinner with me?
Yeah. But what's the back end like? By the time we're through with P&A, you know, the above the line is gonna take it to about 15, and with something like this,
what would Disney think?
Okay, what did Diller say? Okay. Listen, I'm very busy. Just kidding. Can I call you back on this? Okay. Ciao for now.
Good. Somebody fix the phones around here. Good morning.
Ben, Mr. Simpson's been looking for you. He wants you to go in as soon as you can. Are you all right?
Outstanding. But I have to go to a very important meeting. Could make a couple mil for the company. What? Okay.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Bill.
Take a seat. Ben, we're gonna let you go, okay?
Okay. This is too generous, Bill.
Well, Ben, we really liked having you around. But you know how it is.
I'm sorry.
Well, what are you going to do now?
I thought I'd move out to Las Vegas.
My name is Yuri Butsov.
Where are you from, Yuri? I mean, you sure don't sound like you come from around these parts.
That is very true. You have a very good observation. I am from Latvia.
Very tough place.
Yes, I hear this, but I am not a tough man. I am a humble man who is here to learn from my friends in the new world. Find a very willing girl for each of you, just as we arranged. So, I have business to attend. Please enjoy.
Not easy, but I'm very good. I mean, it's amazing. It's like I haven't worked for a really long time, and boom, I can just turn on a dime. I can just become who they want me to be. I walk into that room, I know right away, this is their fantasy, and I become it. I'm that service, you know? I perform it, and I perform it well. I mean, I'm an equation most of the time. It's like 30 minutes of my body costs $300. Well, that's just to get into the room, and then it's about $500 after that, you know, we negotiate. But, it's a performance. It's definitely a performance.
I'm very pleased with how you've moved up in the world. And it is, after all, a glamorous world I showed you. So why did you leave me in Los Angeles? Because you're sly. You knew all along there was more money here in Las Vegas. You don't need to fear me, Sarah. Because you and I, we belong together. Don't we?
Yes.
Are you lonely?
I am lonely, Yuri.
So am I.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely to the ground.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Good.
Three towels in each room and a complimentary bar of soap. If you run out of soap, call down to the front desk, and for 50 cents, you can buy an extra bar. Feel free to use our pool, but use it at your own risk.
There are three towels in your
room.
Hi,
do you have vacancies?
Yes, we do, sir. I'll be with you in a minute. Linens are provided for you. There'll be three towels in each room. Rooms are $29 a night. You'll pay at the beginning of each week. If you want maid service, it's optional, but that'll cost you.
Maid service is optional if you choose to have it. That'll be $3.50 a day. Feel free to use the pool, but use it at your own risk. We don't have a lifeguard. No kids, no pets, no guests after 11 o'clock at night. You've been provided with three towels. We expect at the time that you check out that it will still be three towels. There's a complimentary bar of soap.
Walk into the room, he's lying on the bed. He had his arms behind his head. There was just hair everywhere. He was really, really fat. And he had a large erection. Remember, he was so proud of his large erection. And I asked him where my money was, and he pointed to the dresser. And then I asked him what he wanted, and he said, lie down. I'm on top. He started pounding me really hard. I remember I had to bite my tongue to keep from crying. And he did that for a while, and then I started to get up, and he pushed me back down, and he held my hair. He was pulling it, and he stuck his penis in my mouth. I tried to get up again. And he said, "Stay there, baby. I'm gonna come on your face." So he did. And he rubbed his semen all over my face and in my hair. And, then he kicked me off the bed and told me to leave.
Working? What do you mean working? I'm walking.
Yeah, just wait one second. Great ass! Want some?
Illegal to drink and drive.
That's pretty funny. I wonder if you'll take $250 to fuck me. That is, if you'll come to my room for 1 hour, I will give you $500.
You pretty drunk?
Not really. My room's not far. It's the whole year in. You can drive with me if you want. Or, well, we can walk. Or I can give you money for cab fare.
In the car.
Julie, whatever you want.
Why don't you give me the money in the car?
I'm Ben.
I'm Sarah.
Sarah. With an H?
With an E. S-E-R-A. Sarah. You want to start the engine?
I'm gonna love you like no one's loved you. Come rain or come shine.
Wow. This room needs is more booze. Mind if I use the bathroom?
Want a drink? I'm having one.
Sure. Come rain or come shine. There it is.
I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm
here.
For $500, you can do pretty much whatever you want. You can fuck my ass.
Oh, my God.
You can come on my face.
Oh.
Whatever you want to do. Just keep it out of my hair.
Okay.
I just washed it.
Well.
Because my feet were too big in the morning. Just because I can't remember your mother's name. Just because I put the octopus in the bed. Just because Bill Cosby. Oh.
You want to fuck now?
Maybe something to drink first? More tequila?
Whatever. What's the story? Are you too drunk to come?
I don't care about any of that. There's time left. You can have more money. You can drink all you want. Just stay. That's what I want. I want you to talk or listen. Just stay.
So Ben with an M brings you to Las Vegas. Business convention?
No. I came here to drink myself to death. Cashed in all my money. Paid my Amex card. And I sell the car tomorrow.
So, how long is it gonna take for you to drink yourself to death?
I think about 4 weeks. I don't know for sure, but I think I got enough for about $250 to $300 a day.
Should do it. What am I? A luxury?
Yes. You're a luxury, and your meter just ran out.
It's a nice watch.
You do like it?
Yeah. You can talk a little bit more. I don't have to be anywhere. Come on, talk.
Well, in L.A., yeah, I kept running out of booze and the store would be closed because I forget to look at my watch.
Yeah. I used to live in L.A.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I don't anymore. I think the tough times are finally behind me. I mean, there'll always be bad things, but my life is good. It is as I want it to be. It's good. It's good being here.
this a full night's work?
I'm really sorry. It was such a slow night, and I couldn't...
What do you think? Just a 16-year-old girl? Hollywood Boulevard? Is that what you think? Is that what you play? Tonight, and you bring me the money, it doesn't matter how late.
I will. Yuri, I will. Yeah, he cut me a couple of times. I mean, he'd always say, you know, never on the face. So, he cut me right here. He cried. And I felt sorry for him. Well, in his mind, I had done something bad, but in my mind, I hadn't done anything bad. You know, he's kind of paranoid.
This ring, it's a ruby, it's my lucky ring. This watch, you know, it's real gold, it's not plated, it's the real thing. Feel how heavy it is. These rings, $3,000.
$1,000?
I mean, look what you're getting. It's a ruby, it's my lucky ring. It's a beautiful thing. I
can't
put that in. $2,000.
Can't give you any more than $1,000.
But I just added the ring.
Synthetic ruby.
Look.
$500 for a 93 Rolex Daytona.
I'll do it.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
So are you here for the convention?
Damn, I didn't think I was that obvious.
Oh, no. No, it was just a wild guess.
My name's Paul. Hi.
Hi.
So, vodka 7.
Vodka 7. For the lady.
You ready for another one?
Sure. I'll have a margarita.
Good choice.
So, are you alone? Or are you just using me to make someone else jealous?
Alone. I'm here alone. Thank you.
Where are you staying?
Right here at the hotel. Why?
Thought maybe we might be looking for a date.
A date? What are you, a hooker? What exactly do you mean by a date? I got a wife waiting for me at home. I just came over to talk for
Look,
a few minutes,
I'm
that's
sorry,
all.
I'm sorry, okay? I guess I misunderstood.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Would you please just keep your voice down? I promise you I won't bother you again.
Here, have another one on me.
Right.
Maybe you should give it a miss for tonight.
I really like this guy. I mean, I've never felt anything for anyone that I've ever been with as a trick, you know, and it's weird. I feel kind of confused about it. We were with each other only one night, but I felt like the relationship, you know, I felt like there was a relationship being formed, and it was, I was kind of scared. No, I don't think I should see him again. But I look for him. I went out last night. I was looking for him. Hi. So where's your car?
I sold it this morning. I'm gonna take cabs from now on in.
So what's it tonight? Another 500 to watch you sleep? What's up?
I was looking for you tonight. I don't know if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. But if you have some free time, I thought maybe we could get some dinner.
Serious?
Oh, I think you know I'm serious. I'll pay you if you like, but I just want to see you.
No, I can't have dinner with you.
Get prime rib. We've got it on sale for $2.99. I love that dress.
Gary, I had a really good night. I think things are finally picking up. We made so much money. Look.
Come here. Talking about me. Do you hear? Vomogmenia.
Yuri, are you all right?
Get out. Do not come back here. I'll not see you again.
like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor.
Do you still want to have dinner?
My one and only love.
Yes.
The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender. My one and only love.
I think I put too much salt on it.
It's not good.
No, it's good.
A heaven that I've never
known. So why are you a drunk?
Why am I drunk? Why, is that really what you want to ask me?
Yes.
Well, then this is our first date, or our last. Until now, I wasn't sure it was either.
First. It's our first. I just want to know. Why are you killing yourself?
Interesting choice of words. I don't remember. I just know that I want to.
And are you saying that your drinking is a way to kill yourself?
Or killing myself is a way to drink.
Very clever.
Blush on your cheek
whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give.
What are you thinking?
Sets my soul.
Are you angry with me?
I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love. My one and only love.
Good night.
Good night.
Listen, I had the most wonderful...
Ben, why don't you stay at my place tonight? I mean, look, you're pretty drunk. I like you. I trust you.
Wow. Well, that's astonishing, Sarah.
Well, I just hate to think of you in that cheesy motel.
Well, look, I'm going to move to a real smart hotel tomorrow to make you feel better. Let's talk about tomorrow. You want to do something?
Yeah, sure. But we're going to talk about it tonight at my place.
I'm not much good in the sack, Sarah.
Ben... It's not about sex. I'm gonna make you up a bed on the sofa. We're gonna talk till late. We're gonna sleep till late. You know I am my own boss. Do it, Ben.
Okay. I'll do it. This is the home of an angel.
Are you okay?
Of course. Wow. Oh, you look extremely beautiful.
I do.
The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you
it's really weird because, you know, it's just like there's things happening really quickly, you know, and I just don't know what's going on. I mean, just the second I met him and the way I said my name, you know, I just said, hi, my name's Sarah, and that's not what I do. And, it's all happening really quickly. I just felt like we've been together for a long time, you know, it just felt so easy, and I felt like, I felt like I was me. I didn't feel like I was trying to be somebody else.
A heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own.
When is your rent coming up at the motel?
What do you mean?
I mean, I think you should go and bring all your stuff over here.
Sarah, you are crazy.
So?
Don't you think you'll get a little bored living with a drunk?
Well, that's what I want.
You haven't seen the worst of it. These last few days have been very controlled. I knock things over and throw up all the time. I mean, right now, I feel really good. You're like some kind of antidote, mixes with the liquor and keeps me in balance. But that won't last forever.
Okay. All right, you go back to your motel. I'll go back to my glamorous life of being alone. The only thing I have to come home to is a bottle of mouthwash. Get the taste of cum out of my mouth. I'm tired of being alone. That's what I'm tired of. Don't you like me, Ben?
Sarah, what you don't understand is... No, see, no.
What?
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. You understand?
Yeah, something nuts about you. Okay.
Mickey said that he had seen the two of you together, so I was not about to open the door, because, you know, I don't know who
I don't know where, I don't know what, I don't know whatever these days, so,
he's
you know,
my
I'm,
friend.
Well, I'm sorry. I
guess he must have had a little too much to drink.
Couldn't do that. Well, you know, that's why I had him catch the king, though, because he's not going to do it. Okay?
I'll help him inside. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry to bother you.
No trouble. You just give me a call if you need any help, okay?
Okay. Hi. We gotta go inside. But I have some presents for you.
Here we go. Okay, here we go.
This is Mrs. Van Houten. Mrs. Van.
Outstanding, sir.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Sir, you're okay.
Oh, I'm fine. Okay. I'm so sorry to bother you.
No problem.
Thank you for being so nice.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Sorry, I was miles away. The gifts. Sarah, I love that name. S-E-R-A. Before we proceed onwards, there's something I have to say, okay?
Okay.
I've come this far. Here I am. In your house. I want you to let me pay this month's rent.
No.
All right?
Why?
Because it's better for me that way, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you, right now, I'm in love with you. But, be that as it may, I am not here to force my twisted soul into your life.
I know that.
We both know I'm a drunk. And I know you're a hooker. I hope you understand that I'm a person who is totally at ease with this, which is not to say that I'm indifferent or I don't care. I do. Simply means I trust and accept your judgment.
I was really worried about how that would be. But now I'm not. But you should know that included with the rent around here is a complimentary blowjob.
Oh, yes. I suppose sooner or later we ought to fuck.
Whatever that means. Open your presents.
Presents!
Okay. All right. Open this one first.
Very nice. This should go very nicely with my suit, which, by the way, is the only item of clothing I brought over from the motel with me.
Oh, right. The suitcase was clinking. What did you do with your clothes?
I threw them out, which was perhaps immoral, but I wanted to come to you clean, so to speak. Thought we'd go shopping. Pick out a pair of jeans and 45 pairs of underwear and just throw one out each day.
That's nice talk, Ben. Keep drinking. Between the 101 proof breath and the occasional drool, some interesting words fall from your mouth. Looks
like I'm with the right girl. I must say I'm very impressed you would buy this for me. I'm gonna fill it right now.
Hey, do you want to go gambling tonight? I was thinking maybe we could go and just play for a few hours.
I hadn't planned to gamble, but if you could keep the bulk of my money, I could safely blow a couple $100. Giving you money makes me want to come.
Then come.
I never expected to have to ask this again, but how did our evening go? I remember getting to the casino.
And I remember kissing you. That was really nice. And going playing blackjack, and then security came. But after that, everything's blank. What happened?
They wanted to carry you out and dump you onto the street, but I talked them into letting me walk you out.
That's impressive. How'd you do that?
I told them you were an alcoholic. And that I would take you home. And that we would never go in there ever again.
We?
Yes, we.
It's amazing. What are you? Some sort of angel visiting me from one of my drunk fantasies? How can you be so good?
I don't know what you're saying. I'm just using you. I need you. Can we not talk about it anymore? Not a word.
Why don't you go back to sleep, and I'll go out and get some breakfast.
You be careful.
Don't worry.
Ben, I'm working tonight.
I know.
Kick the bar, we lean into the bar. Just lean into the railing. Because it's not Vino Veritas, it's N Vino Veritas.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Little brown-nosed gnomes with a slingshot. N Vino Veritas. N Vino Veritas to be in drunk.
Lean into the bar?
Lean into the bar.
Listen, my boyfriend over there is really boring the shit out of me, and I was wondering if you would buy me a drink.
Do you mind if I buy her a drink?
I don't care what the fuck you do with her.
And I'll have a rum and coke, please.
Barman, a rum and coke.
Can I stay with you for a while?
Can you move in with me? Isn't this a bit sudden?
I don't have a lot of things.
I don't think my wife would dig it very much.
Well, then, maybe we should just go to a motel and fuck all day.
I'm sure fucking you would be wonderful, but it's almost impossible for me to imagine being with someone else.
Now listen, asshole. I'm not just
That's
gonna
right.
sit here and watch her suck on your ear.
But just shut the fuck up! I'm sorry. Did you see she and I decided to spend a few hours together in a motel? And after that, caviar.
Well, you're quite a fighter, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, this may
sounds silly, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave. It's what we do around here when there's a fight. Men's room's around the back.
Sexy, sexy.
God.
They scared
me. What happened? Oh, fuck, Ben. Did you get in a fight? I thought you said you didn't fight. How do you feel?
Like the cling clang king of the rim ram room.
Did you stop at a bar? Say something stupid to somebody stupid?
Absolutely not. I was defending the honor of some poor wayward maiden.
I bet you were. I need to take a shower and put on your other shirt. I'm gonna go shopping and buy you some new clothes. Hey, the shirt is unlocked.
Not at all.
We got eggs.
Well, I always wanted to be I had a fancy of being a flamenco dancer.
Well, I think you look great. Yep, we're just going to get you a bow tie, and then you can be one of those blackjack dealers.
Okay.
Right?
Well, remember, they wear it because they have to. And I'll wear it because I want to. So
Ben.
Make me look different.
Ben.
Let's get a drink. Holy cow.
It came out of your ear.
I didn't have time to write you a card with you breathing down my neck all day, so you just have to wing it, baby.
They're your color.
I think you should wear one of them at a time. One of these and one of your other ones. I mean, I was going to buy you just one, but I didn't think it would fly.
Nurse!
As a gift, I mean.
Ah!
I'll wear them tonight. One of them.
Night. Put it on.
I can't get it.
I'll help you.
You'll be able to feel it sharp and hot under your ear as one of the brothers is putting your head face down to one.
Maybe you should wait. Maybe.
Why?
You can tell. She really wants you to.
Follow you around and ask one of your tricks what it's like to sleep with you.
They wouldn't know. Maybe you should ask me sometime. I'd be happy to show you. I'll be home around 3. If you're back, we could watch some TV or something. Guess what I'm saying is that I hope that you're back when I get home. Be careful.
You be careful too. I'm gonna miss you.
I know this really cool place in the desert. Will you go away for a couple days?
Yeah. I'd like that.
Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent with angel eyes tonight?
Take everything and blend it all together.
Have fun, you have the drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I got to run. Facts uncomfortably clear. Got to find who's now number one and why my angel eyes ain't here. I'm gonna love you like no one's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be too well if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine?
days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain.
Oh, whoops!
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoops!
Oh, you're bleeding. Wait, yeah. Hold it. There's glass in here.
I'm like a prickly pear. I'm a prickly pear.
Go inside.
No, I want to clear the glass.
No, go inside. I'll
come. Are you sure? Yeah. All right.
Everybody okay?
Oh, we're fine. I'm so sorry. We'll pay for the table and I'll clean this up.
Don't worry.
You seem prepared for accidents.
Yeah. We get a lot of screw-ups here. Now, you two, you take your loud talk and your liquor to your room. You check out first thing tomorrow, and after that, I don't want to see either one of you back here ever again. Now, don't you worry about paying for anything. And don't you worry about cutting your little hands on the glass. Let's just leave it at that. See you in the morning.
Tell me why my angel eyes are here. Ask it why my angel eyes. Excuse me while I do so.
Sarah? Sarah?
I'm in here, Ben. I bought some plain rice. I know you probably don't want to hear it right now, but I think it's something that you could eat. If you get hungry, will you let me know?
I think I'm ready for rice.
I want you to see a doctor.
Sarah.
not go see doctor. Maybe it's time I move to a hotel.
And do what? Rot away in a room? We're not going to talk about that. Fuck you. We're not going to talk about that. You're staying here. You're not going to any motel. It's just one thing you can do for me. Just one thing. That's all I ask. I'm giving you gallons of free will here. You can do this one thing for me. I have to go to work now.
My heart is crying, crying.
Perhaps I could crash on the couch for a few hours, and then we...
Get out.
Thank you.
because I don't know what you mean. Anyway, I only date one guy at a time.
Well, wait. We got money. Here, show me the fucking money.
How much of that money are you willing to spend?
How much do you want? Like, 200 for an hour?
Don't your friends talk?
Sure. Get this on camera. Get this on camera. Smile. Smile. Bye.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Do you want something to drink or something?
No, I'm fine. Where's the money?
Money. Get on camera, dude.
All right, who's first?
Miser!
Look, why don't you two go downstairs? I'll be half an hour, and then...
All right, okay. The only thing is, we really want to get him on tape. This is his first time. Come on, Miser! We just want to see him. Ask you the question, Beth.
Come on with this.
I want to fuck you up the butt.
Nobody's doing any of that. Look, you're all going straight. One at a time, and then I'm out of here. Hear me?
I want to fuck you up the butt.
Maybe you want to fuck one of your friends in the butt. I'm out of here.
What did you say?
Fuck out of my way.
Fuck is your problem?
Notice you had a little trouble sitting down there. You get a back door delivery you weren't expecting? You gonna be able to pay for this? Ask your question. You got money? I'll let you out here, sister. I don't fucking care.
I have money.
Took it out on me. No, I'm just covering my ass. Something maybe you should have thought about doing, huh?
Sorry, but we're going to have to ask you to be out by the end of the week.
just a lonesome old town. When you're not around, I'm lonely. I can be I never knew how much I miss you. But now I can plainly see it's a lonesome old town.
No, I'm sorry, ma'am. He hasn't checked back in. Hi.
How I wish you'd come back to me.
Ma guarda che è la fine del mondo. C'è una cosa straordinaria. Guarda, io ti voglio mettere uno
fuori.
Sei perfetta. Guarda che strano, non mi piace. Una cosa stranissima. Guarda, what is your problem? You're on strike?
How I wish you'd come back.
What's the problem?
We don't want you in here. That's the problem. Come on, let's go.
Put on my arm. You want me out of here? I want to be out of here.
Next time it won't be so fucking easy.
My business, but what in the hell happened to you?
I had an argument.
Must have been a hell of an argument. If I was you, I'd leave him. Pretty young lady like you. Oh, you can get any man you want. Don't you know that?
Thank you. Do you want help? Do you want my help?
No. I want to see you. You, my angel.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
What happened?
Something went wrong. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Sorry, I put us asunder.
Thing is, we both realized that we didn't have that much time, and I accepted him for who he was, and I didn't expect him to change, and I think he felt that for me too. I liked his drama. And he needed me. loved him.
My soul on fire, I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love. On your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only.